You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. In this segment, we're going to talk about debt collection. Nobody wants to go into debt. What's it like to be the person who has to collect that debt? And for consumers, what rights do consumers have? Dallas Bunton joins us. He's the CEO of North American Credit Services Incorporated. And we have Michael Rainwater on the phone. Rainwater is president of the Tennessee Collectors Association. Welcome to Around It About.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us today.
I imagine it's got to be a really interesting business that you're in. I mean, most people, of course, don't want to go into debt and have debt collectors calling them. So what is it like being a debt collector, contacting people who are maybe they've fallen on hard times?
Well, for me, I find it an interesting job, and I find that it's a serving job. I like to serve folks, and coming from a small town and a poor background and bill collectors knocking on my mother's door constantly, I kind of learned not that I was going to grow up to be a bill collector, but there's a right way to do stuff. And so when the opportunity came, I kind of fell into it, and that's what I do.
And Michael, how did you get involved? You said you've been involved for about 20 years now.
I have. Actually, I started working in a hospital business office doing what's referred to as first-party collections. When the original creditor is working the account, and then started a part-time job at a third-party agency, being young and needing extra income, and much like Dallas, found that unlike what tends to be the maybe the stereotypical thought of a collector, that it's an industry of helping people and being able to resolve circumstances that they didn't necessarily want to find themselves in, and being able to help out both the creditors as well as the consumers.
And you're both involved with the Tennessee Collectors Association. Michael, you're the president of the Tennessee Collectors Association. What does that do for debt collectors? What does that do for consumers having this Collectors Association here in Tennessee?
Tennessee Collectors Association is a state unit, which together with about 40 other units collectively make up a international organization known as ACA International, or previously known as American Collectors Association. And it's a trade association. The biggest advantage for members of the association are obviously things like education, legislation, the support and camaraderie of other members. In terms of the consumer, anytime you have a company that makes the financial and the time commitment to be involved with a state, national, international organization to make sure they're doing things correctly, staying abreast of the current laws, obviously, the consumer benefits from that because they're dealing with a more professional and better trained organization.
And Dallas, so you've been the past president of the Tennessee Collectors Association. Are debt collectors in Tennessee required to join this? Is it a legal thing where you have to join?
You don't have to join. We recommend that agencies do join, obviously, for what Michael just said. And we always recommend that if a business is looking to use a collection agency, one of the first things they need to ask for, are they a member of the trade association? It's that critical to make sure you got a very well understanding and operating within the scope of the law dealing with your clients or your consumers.
In addition to the law, do you provide ethical guidelines to debt collectors?
We do. I mean, it's a very strenuous program that's handed down from ACA International.
And the ACA has this website, Ask Dr. Debt, for consumers. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. And Ask Dr. Debt is an opportunity for a consumer to go online to interact with professionals about budgeting their debt, collection agencies, abusive collection agency tactics, what to do when they are abused, and how to go about filing a complaint. That's through Ask Dr. Debt.
The web address, of course, is www.askdrdebt.org. And as Dallas touched on, one of the things that the state and the National Association want to do is to get correct information to the consumers. And if there are agencies out there that are not playing by the rules, we want them to report those. And even though that is an association-sponsored website, and some might ask, why tell a consumer how to file a complaint against your own industry, it strengthens our industry because it helps us find those people who are not doing it right. And there's so many myths and rumors and those types of things out there that website provides honest, industry-provided information of what for the consumer to do. And there's a section where they can anonymously ask a question. It doesn't require any type of login. There's a history of questions that have been asked. The consumer can get the right information, and that sometimes is our biggest challenge, is for them to understand exactly what their rights are, and in some cases are not, but the correct information.
Are there any particular scams that are going on lately, particularly, you know, with the internet? It seems like you can't go a day without somebody trying to steal your information or steal your money somehow online. Are any scams going on right now that consumers really need to be aware of?
I have not. And again, I think that speaks to, you know, how well that we are regulated and that we regulate ourselves. One of the things that we do run into that sometimes a consumer, it can raise a red flag for them, because we are regulated not only by federal laws pertaining to collections, but if we are involved in medical collections, which many agencies are, before we can provide information to a consumer, we have to validate that we are indeed speaking with that particular individual because of HIPAA and other privacy regulations specifically pertaining to medical information. So sometimes a consumer might be reluctant to give personal information in order to validate their identity, but we're in kind of a catch-22 because we can't disclose to the consumer what the call is about until they do that. And if that's a major concern for the consumer, then, you know, one of the things we always recommend is that they call back the number that the call came from, or we're required to send a correspondence on any debt that we're collecting. So they should be familiar with that and realize that we're only asking them to validate the information we already have on file, not give us identity information.
What are some ways that debt collectors are allowed to contact a person, and are there any ways that you're just flat out not allowed to contact a person?
Well, first of all, you really don't have to send a letter. If I call you and tell you about a debt, and within 5 days you settle that debt, I don't really have to send you anything in writing. Maybe you just remember it, you know it, you're going to take care of it. But pretty much all agencies send out a letter, and on that letter, the assumption is that it's going beyond 5 days, so therefore we're going to give you the information about who we're collecting for, how much we're collecting, and give you the right to dispute the debt or any part of the debt. You don't have to dispute the whole debt. You might only dispute part of it. And you got 30 days to do that and to notify us. And then we're going to put the account on hold. We're going to investigate the information, and we got to provide you back the data. So then you have the letter. Possibly you have the phone call. And those are about the only other ways that we can communicate. Technology has changed, and there are some folks that will contact by email if it's a personal email, and you've emailed us and you've asked us to respond to your personal email, then we'll do that. Some agencies even have gone so far and got permission to respond back to you by text. But as a whole, most of us don't do that yet because it's kind of still in the gray. And the technology is so new, and our industry is trying to catch up to it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Dallas Bunton, the CEO of North American Credit Services Incorporated, and Michael Rainwater, president of the Tennessee Collectors Association. Michael, you mentioned Dr. Debt, Ask Dr. Debt, the website. Again, what is that URL?
It's www.askdoctordebt.org.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.